AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by the Mosaic Company, the leaders in advanced crop nutrition.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Davis has got today off. He'll be back with us later this week. Let's bring in Iowa State Representative Chad Ingles. He's kind of a regular here on AgriTalk, on the Farmer Forum and so on. Chad represents the 68th District in northeastern Iowa. Joins us right now. Chad, welcome back. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Doing well.
Good. Did you make it home this weekend?
I did. We usually get done sometime Thursdays, and then I'm actually on my way back to Des Moines right now.
So. Okay. All right. So you're leaving the snow and heading for something that looks a little more like spring?
Yeah, that we had probably at least 3 inches yesterday that came out of nowhere. So.
Yep. Absolutely. We had a little bit more than that. We're getting rid of it here. We're trying to get rid of it. It's starting to drip, but long ways to go. Okay. The Iowa House passed House File 565. What is House File 565?
So basically it's related to carbon dioxide pipelines, and it sets at a level of voluntary easements at 90% before one of those carbon pipelines could go to the Iowa Utilities Board and request eminent domain. There's also some additional provisions, landowner protections, especially related to making sure drainage is covered on costs that they can request for, and then also extending crop loss out past 5 years that the landowner or farmer could go back and request damages.
Right. In so many cases with these proposed pipeline projects, Chad, the concern over the residual damage that might be done after that pipeline is put in, that's where a lot of the great concern comes in, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's what we've been hearing from, and especially related to past pipeline projects that they kind of capped out on their crop loss, and we're still seeing crop loss further into the future than what they expected.
Yeah, and I can't imagine that pipeline going across the field and cutting through tile line after tile line. The pipelines have got to be talking about, fixing those drainage issues, right?
Oh, yeah, I thought that's something that I'm pretty sure a good company is going to address up front. But we wanted to put some assurances in code, especially related to drainage, because that wasn't mentioned before previously.
Right. Okay. Does this bill do what you think it needs to do?
Well, to be honest, I voted against the bill because I thought maybe it fell short in some landowner protections. The original bill, in my opinion, was designed to essentially block the projects because of the high level of eminent domain and some other factors that were put in there. Right. Some of those things were dropped out, so it became a little more palatable. But we had an amendment we tried to get on the bill that I thought would have added quite a few additional landowner protections, but that failed to get attached. And so I think it's going in the right direction, but I think we maybe could have done a little bit more.
Okay. We're going to have a representative from the Navigator bill on the show tomorrow to give us an update from their perspective on this. But it from your understanding, how much progress has been made on these projects, Chad?
Well, we get a regular report from Summit, and that's the projects kind of northwestern Iowa. And some counties, they're reaching up to 80%, 90%, I believe, A lot of them are in the 70% at a by-county basis. So they're doing their due diligence, I believe. Navigator, I have seen where they're at with the reports on what their voluntary sign-up is at this point.
Okay. All right, you're breaking up on us just a little bit here, so I'm going to repeat what you just said. Haven't seen a report from Navigator on what their voluntary sign-up has been to this point. The packages that are being offered, in most cases, well, as you just said regarding the summit, most cases the landowner is saying, okay, that is something that we can work with, right?
Right, definitely. And actually, farmers I've talked to, I mean, I've heard from all kinds, both spectrums, that don't want to have the project, to others that are interested in talking and almost wish they had a project going across their farm because of the payments that are being made.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, I tell you what, Monty Shaw, the executive director at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, had a reaction to it last week that, you know, it brought up some issues that I don't know if everybody is thinking about, the potential impact on the ethanol industry here in the state of Iowa. It runs pretty deep, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, if you want to continue market in the California export market, that want low carbon.
Yeah, you're cutting out on us now, Chad. I'm afraid that we're losing you. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and ask you that question again because you were cutting out on us. But let's see if we can get the signal back here. But the potential impact on the ethanol industry does run pretty deep from these projects, doesn't it?
It does, especially related to trying to get into markets in other states that require low carbon ethanol and export markets that we're trying to continue to be in.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, Chad, thank you. Thank you. Drive safe. And thank you so much for making time for us this morning. Really appreciate it. And good luck, man.
Hey, good to talk to you. We'll see you.
All right. That's Chad Ingalls. As I said, he's up there at Randalia and represents the 68th. There it is. The 68th district in northeastern Iowa. All right. Thank you so much for listening this morning. We really appreciate it. And thanks, Trey, for the interaction. We'll be digging into those issues as well. Really appreciate it. Come back this afternoon. We're going to have a conversation with Bill Baruch from Blue Line Futures. And Elizabeth Burns Thompson from Navigator will be our guest tomorrow morning here on AgriTalk.